Okay, Diamond, you have it.
Watching a good teacher manage a classroom is like being at mission control during a rocket launch. There's a heck of a lot going on all at once.
I need you to be quiet.
Mahalia Davis is in her fourth year as a teacher at Ridgeway Middle School in Memphis, Tennessee. She changed careers midlife to become a teacher, but she looks like she's been doing this forever.
What is he?
The teacher!
And what is she?
The teacher!
To teach her sixth graders how to construct a five-sentence paragraph, Davis lines up five kids and gives each a role. She has a wide range of tools to get kids excited and to calm them down.
Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay.
Test scores show that Davis's students are advancing. But how does she do it? The Gates Foundation is spending $45 million to find out and to come up with a guide so that other teachers can learn from their colleagues. They are analyzing test scores, they are surveying students, and they're also looking at thousands of hours of videotape from teachers who volunteered in six school districts. Mahalia Davis signed up because she wants to help others and herself.
It's my goal to be the best, and it's my goal to know exactly what I need to know as it relates to connecting with my students.
Over the past year or so, Davis has been taped several times. She shows me a video of one recent class.
When I say appearance, what does the word appearance mean? Okay, Lauren?
Technicians use a special camera that records a 360-degree view of her classroom. Along with Davis and her students, you can see just what she's doing on the whiteboard. The video is being sent to researchers off-site who will never speak with the teachers they're watching. Those analysts will scientifically code the steps that teachers like Davis use to reach their students. Vicki Phillips directs education initiatives for the Gates Foundation.
The purpose is to understand what multiple indicators, when added together, would give you a fair and respectful view of a teacher's effectiveness.
That clinical description of this project, however, masks deep sensitivities about what this approach may lead to.
I have trepidation about using a camera to evaluate teaching service.
Keith Williams is president of the Memphis Education Association, the local teachers union. He says no sooner did the Gates Project get started than the district indicated it was interested in potentially using cameras as part of a teacher evaluation system. Williams says he went along with MET's occasional voluntary tapings because they were for a scientific study. But he says it's not fair to evaluate teachers from afar.
A person is owed a professional audience to do that, and one who can give immediate feedback.
Across the country, teachers' groups have warned that test scores alone cannot measure their worth. Monica Jordan, who's coordinating the project for the district, says Memphis sees MET as a pathway to get away from subjective measures of teaching used in the past. That could lead to frank advice for those who don't measure up.
And because we've measured you and then we've tried to coach you in these ways to get you kind of up that teacher effectiveness continuum and you haven't shown progress, we need to have a serious conversation about whether or not this profession's a good fit for you.
Despite union concerns, many teachers are embracing the MET project as a chance for professional development. In fact, some say the simple experience of being taped is changing the way they work. At Central High School in Memphis, freshman English teacher Melanie Smith Wellington says being filmed has made her more self-conscious in a good way. She says she's working harder to figure out which techniques will make her more effective. But she can't bear to look at her own tapes.
I tend to overanalyze them. The first video I ever really watched and tried to tear it apart as far as what I felt I was doing, what I could have done better, made me not want to submit it. And so now I just do the taping, and I leave it alone, and I move on.
Many teachers say they look forward to the project's final report, which isn't expected until 2012. Their attitude could change if the district decides to build on this project and use video in a new way, one that may affect their future in the profession.
That's NPR education correspondent Larry Abramson. Larry, thank you for that report.
Thank you, Leanne.